Principles regarding a global cooperative forum. 7. On zero-point education. Ego culture makes institutions in the egoic likeness, based on the separate and separative self principle. This is what is happening today all over the world. As a result, both secular and sacred institutions are being falsified by the imposition of egoity. This is occurring in the domain of politics, in the domain of education, in the domain of religion, and in every domain associated with human life. The egoic subversion of human institutions is inevitable, unless such subversion is prevented by upholding a pattern of rightness. The rightness of human institutions depends on there being a system and a tradition, and people guiding the process who understand how to maintain rightness. In the domain of education, it has traditionally been understood that only a thorough rightening of understanding can bring about a rightening of life. In the present time human world, education is tending to be reduced to a propaganda industry that is purposed only to produce the next generation of social and political participants in a programmed life dictated by government, corporations, and economic interests. Thus, such so-called education is, in fact, merely about producing a workforce. Real education is the process of getting to the root of what human existence is about. In the present time human world, some individuals are yet moved to exercise themselves in such a manner, but there is, in the present time human world, no collective or global process of such real education. In the present time human world, the conventions of education derive from the now pervasive ego culture. Such ego-based education leads to divisiveness, competitiveness, and further tribalization, thereby undermining the global unity of humankind and working against the systematizing of human responsibility on a global scale. People are being indoctrinated all over the world, not just by religion, but by many different systems of education and stimulated activism. The use of education to propagandize action based on tribal mind and competitiveness must be replaced by a new process of global education that is intrinsically not about either religion or scientific materialism. The Global Cooperative Forum is about an entirely new mode of human, political, social, and economic existence, and thus about an entirely new mode of education and of human culture altogether. The Global Cooperative Forum is about enabling the transition from ego culture to a culture of transcending the ego, in which there is a higher principle to which all must be accountable, including individuals, groups, and all the collectives of humankind. The basis of the global education I propose is the restoration of the principles of egolessness and prior unity to the course of human life. I call this mode of education zero-point education. Zero-point education is not merely institutionalized learning. Zero-point education is about a way of life that follows from the root understanding of egolessness and prior unity. Therefore, that root understanding must be demonstrated throughout the totality of each individual's life and throughout the totality of the collective world in which all human beings participate together. The purpose and the evidence of zero-point education is zero-point living, or the demonstration of zero-point consciousness. The fundamentals that spring from zero-point education and zero-point understanding must necessarily manifest in the global domain of politics and social processes. Zero-point education is the basis for global zero-point activism. Zero-point activism is of a wholly positive and entirely cooperative nature, serving the system totality of human life. A zero-point education system would inevitably move people into a process of right and positive action, in the context of the global cooperative order. Zero-point education, established both locally and globally, can counter and replace the kind of religious indoctrination that produces the aberrations of fundamentalist activism. The Global Cooperative Forum is itself the institutional manifestation of zero-point education. The present moment in human history is the crucial turning point, truly the zero point, in which a new and systematic global human culture can, potentially, emerge. That new culture will be based on global cooperation in association with principles of accountability that will manage the Earth world responsibly on a cooperative basis. The role of the Global Cooperative Forum is to educate the world in this zero-point sense, calling everyone to exercise the cooperative participation and the mutual accountability that are the necessary means of taking responsibility for the human domain and for the totality of the Earth world. Through such responsible zero-point education and right self-management, humankind will be enabled to go beyond the otherwise dominant ego principles of tribalism and unprincipled consumerism. Through zero-point education, all tribalism and unprincipled consumerism will be relinquished by means of the restoration of the principles of intrinsic egolessness and prior unity. The demonstration sign of true zero-point education is not merely the advocating of some form of philosophy. Rather, the demonstration sign of true zero-point education is right life, which is, most fundamentally, a matter of the disciplining of the ego as consumer. When one has been converted from the philosophy of ego culture to the zero-point philosophy, one is no longer disposed to live as a consumer ego. When one has been converted from the philosophy of ego culture to the zero-point philosophy, one is moved to embrace a disciplined right life, founded in the tacit awareness of intrinsic egolessness and prior unity. The tacit zero-point awareness of intrinsic egolessness and prior unity, demonstrated by the steadily disciplined practice of right life, is the transformed quality and characteristic required of the leadership that is necessary to move humankind as a whole to accept responsibility for itself.